This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. 234,000 people have died as a result of the COVID-19 virus globally, and health officials have now confirmed more than 3.3 million cases. In the United States, nearly 64,000 people have died from it, and there are nearly 1 million infections. U.S. President Donald Trump says he believes the U.S. can never declare total victory over the coronavirus because too many people have died. But he added that he will count it as a win when the virus is gone and the economy fully reopened. With more than 64,000 fallen to the virus, the president on Thursday attempted to highlight that the nation's virus death rate was lower than that of many other countries and offered an optimistic prediction that the battered economy would be vastly improved in a matter of months and spectacular by 2021. President Trump is speculating that China could have unleashed the coronavirus on the world due to some kind of horrible mistake. And his intelligence agencies say that they are still examining a notion put forward by the president in aides that the pandemic may have resulted from an accident at a Chinese lab. Scientists suggest the virus spread from an animal to a human. The intel agencies did debunk one conspiracy theory, saying they have concluded the new virus was not man-made or genetically modified. China said speculation such as Mr. Trump's is unfounded and purely fabricated out of nothing. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says state and local governments are seeking up to $1 trillion for coronavirus cost. It's an eye-popping sum for the next relief package that's certain to run into opposition from Senate Republicans. Pelosi said Thursday the money for heroes would help prevent layoffs of nurses, bus drivers, and other frontline workers as governors and mayors stare down red ink in their budgets. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The grim economic toll on Europe and the United States came into fuller view with unemployment figures showing just how devastating the impact has been from coronavirus lockdown measures. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits soared past 30 million, worsening a crisis unmatched since the 1930s and heightening pressure on political leaders to lift restrictions that are hamstringing the economy. The European economy shrank a record 3.8% in the first quarter as hotels, restaurants, construction sites, and manufacturing jobs were frozen by coronavirus shutdowns. It was the biggest drop in the Eurozone since statistics began in 1995. Some of the millions of American workers laid off because of the COVID-19 pandemic are beginning to face a tough choice. That is, return to work and risk infection or stay home and risk losing unemployment payments. More than 30 million Americans have filed for jobless aid in the 6 weeks since the coronavirus outbreak took hold, but many workers are uneasy in states where governors are allowing businesses to reopen. People have been asked to stay home in Japan, but many are not doing so. Some still have to commute to their jobs despite risk of the coronavirus spreading in the crowds. But others are dining out, picnicking in parks, and crowding into grocery stores with scant regard for social distancing. Japan is under a state of emergency, but it's legally a request other than an order. Wary of wrecking the economy, the Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has rejected the idea of European-style hard lockdowns. Some worry the business almost as usual message lacks a sense of urgency as hospitals see a rising number of virus-stricken patients. Egged on by President Jair Bolsonaro, who routinely scoffs at both the coronavirus and stay-at-home policies, Brazilians are heeding his call for revolt. Support for isolation is faltering, particularly among the wealthy, and more people are milling and mixing. From the sun worshippers to the Instagram influencers and pro-Bolsonaro protesters, denial is growing and quarantine is coming apart. But unlike other nations looking to ease restrictions, Latin America's largest nation is still weeks from the peak of its viral curve as cases rocket past 87,000 and deaths surpass 6,000. Experts consider both figures to be significant undercounts due to a lack of widespread testing. The United Nations chief says that he hopes many countries in the world will follow the remarkable example of South Korea, which he says has been extremely successful in addressing the coronavirus pandemic and is planning to tackle climate change and its recovery from COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.